to my face. That's like, I get it.
That's a lot.
How are we doing? Are we stressed?
You know what? I'm actually feeling pretty calm right now, but it could just be because I have 5 days until I actually need to worry.
That's real.
But I could start worrying now, but I don't know if that's worth my energy.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
I get that. No, this Chinese research papers.
Oh.
But I feel it's too far away for me to worry about yet, so but it's fine. We're going to get there.
What are you going to write about?
I'm going to write about democracy, the middle class.
My father sent me an email today that said younger Americans don't believe in democracy. Well, see. I don't know. There's a graph. I haven't really looked at it too closely yet. Anyways.
Yeah, democracy's not so fun right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's...
It is Christmas time, and we're really excited to play some fun Christmas tunes today.
Yeah, and some other not Christmas tunes, but just some songs to get us psyched, get our spirits up.
Exactly.
Yeah, so this first one has been stuck in my head all day. Let's give it a shot.
Politician, but you made me listen to your petition. pop out. City, I always talk about what I rap about. Show me love cause I love it, I love it. Only thing I could covet in public. I just came to show love, you just said I showed up. Boy, respect your elder, I'm a fucking grown up. Phone them, told me go nuts, run them ain't for no number. No talking at dinner or to bacon at eat donuts. Somebody on the come up, I might share my bonus. Cases of coronas in my little marijuana. I'ma face a hold up, Aussies for my soldiers. Tell the hate to hold up, them niggas gotta show love.
So that was 100 Waters featuring Chance the Rapper with a fun verse. The song before was Back Pocket by Volpec.
Not Front Pocket.
No. Or Side Pocket.
Not or, Side Pony.
Is this what, wait, is this, is the front pocket the one on your...
The breast pocket?
Your breasts, yeah.
Nice enunciation.
I mean, it's the word. It's the type
it's
of pocket.
It's just a word.
I'm just being honest about the type of pocket.
Do you have a favorite word?
No.
No.
Sometimes I think I get phases of words.
Are you in a phase right now?
No. I keep coming back to bubbles, I think.
Bubbles.
Bubbles,
wow.
Is, I don't think that I really can fits ever you. Not like the word bubbles.
Do you actually like to blow bubbles? Or do you just like the word?
I really like to blow bubbles, but just in terms of word, yeah, no,
okay.
Bubbles.
Nice.
Thank you.
Honestly, bubbles would be a great de-stressor right now.
Yeah.
For when times are good. When times get rough, bubbles may be the answer.
Bubbles may be
Wait,
the answer.
Jacob, did you know that they bring puppies to Tisch Library so you can pet
them? I saw
the
there was a dog. It was his name was Chili, and
Chili?
I pet him.
Was he kind of cold? Did he need a sweater?
No. Actually, no. I was envisioning like the food Chili, like him. You look like a dog who ate a bunch
who
of chili,
ate a bunch of chili,
which I really
okay.
liked.
That's
it was
good.
A good look. It's a good look for a dog.
Now I want
a dog
chili.
Who eats a lot of chili. Speaking of dark times, let's
nice transition.
Thanks. Let's cheer ourselves up a little bit, huh?
Sock it to me, mama. Oh, I It's a new
So that was Groove Me by King Floyd, and then New Theme by The Shouting Matches.
Wait, did you say his name was King Floyd?
Yeah, that's like it's the band's name.
There's Pink Floyd.
You're right.
Copy.
I don't know. I don't know who. I think
who came first?
I think King Floyd was probably around first. No, maybe not. Mm. No, I have no idea. I have zero idea. I don't know. But
well, if you're
Shouting
curious,
Matches, if you're curious,
go Google.
Google it.
Knows everything.
All Shouting right. Matches is a great band, blues band with Justin Vernon in it.
I have a quick question for you.
Yeah, you go.
So I was given this really puzzling question today, and Anna came up to me and asked me, "Yo, Bianca, where should I go to dinner with my father?"
Yo, B.
Like, I don't know, Anna. Jacob, help me out. Where should she go? Do you have an idea?
I mean, usually my going out in Davis go-to is Red Bones.
Wait, where's Red Bones?
It's in Davis. Wait, do you really not know?
I don't know.
Oh, I've it's like a barbecue place in Davis.
Is
super
it near
good.
The bowling alley?
Kind of, actually. It's like off to the side on one of the main streets.
Not on one of the main streets.
However, there's another place on Main Street in Medford next to that sandwich shop with the neon signs, which is great. Not open for dinner, but there's a different Italian restaurant that they filmed a movie with Ben Affleck in.
No way.
And I went there, and it's affordable, but it's good Italian food. I forget the name, but Anna, come back to me if you really need, because
Anna,
I've heard great things.
Rosebud is also really good.
I've never been to Rosebud.
It's cool. The restaurant is inside. Well, it's not inside, but the outside is like a trailer. So it looks kind of like, what is this place? But then you go in and it's homey. And they have really good American food. And they have this awesome mac and cheese. But then they also have random other things that you can get.
Cool. Nice.
Yeah.
It's like I like the look of it. It's like a dinery place. By the way, we have two submissions for words that we think sound nice.
Oh, right.
One is flamingo.
Who said that?
Manal. Manal thinks flamingo sounds nice.
There's a lot of
Manal kind of reminds me. If Manal's spirit animal might be a flamingo.
Might be a flamingo.
You know, elegant.
Elegant.
Astute. And then we have another one, loaf.
Not it was, like loafer, this, but loaf.
Not loafer, verb. just loaf.
Loaf.
L-O-A-F.
Wait, loaf of bread or like
I don't know, I think in general,
around.
You could have an olive loaf, which is a really gross food. Mm. You could have a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
I only know what an olive loaf is because of Chopped. But that was my brother submitted that one. His spirit animal might also be a loaf.
Loaf.
In the best way possible.
Loaf is kind of nice to say compared to flamingo. Just a lot.
Oh, uh-oh.
I'm just trying to see what comes
I think
off
we have some favoritism
actually.
In terms of words.
Oh, no.
No, it's fine.
No bias on this show.
All right. So, let's play another funk song.
Funk?
Yeah. Yeah.
Check me out then, you know we bubbling. Check me out then, yeah. Check me out then, check me out now. The Uma, my man Fife,
what?
My man Cons,
what,
yo,
huh?
Something for your ear hole, so you could clean them shits out. It's seen that some don't understand what I'm talking about. How you get West Coast nigga from West Coast hater? I can never diss a whole coast, my time is too greater.
True.
Yeah, we from the east land of originators. We also from the west, the land of innovators. Only difference of the two is the style of the rap, plus the musical track. This beat shit is so whack. Let me let y'all brothers know I ain't no West Coast disser. Word. Another thing I'm not is a damn ass kisser. So listen to my words as I set things straight. I ain't got no beef, so don't come in my face. Yo, keep it moving.
Yeah, to the K-I-M.
Keep it moving.
Yeah, to the K-I-M.
I ain't got no time for shucking and jiving.
Keep it moving.
Yeah.
Keep it moving.
Yeah, to the K-I-M.
Keep it moving.
Yeah, to the K-I-M.
I ain't got no time for shucking and jiving.
Hip-hop can never be a way of life. It doesn't tell you how to raise a child or treat a wife. I verbalize over
rhyme friendlies that puts a listener in a frenzy. So pop me in your Benzie. You dig it? Get with it. Or get your melon slitted if you ever try to combat Sir Walter Mustakeen. We got the illy teen that doesn't even sweat the gleam or glamour. We'll pick you for your ass like Greg the Hammer. Man, we rockin' joints like the Who or Santana. Keep your jams packed in, hotter than Havana. Positivity is the key in the lock. Put your hand on it, turn it to the right eye. We doing daredevil dandies on these mics. Peace out to the whole hyro who's puffin' on the hydro. Here done, we moving how we like. Since the days of rockin' hollows, we keepin' things a pyro. Fire, as we move with zeal and desire. Got a hip-hop plan, hope you comply. Some be have a tunnel vision, but my sight is real, real broad. Cause I can't afford to miss that call. Making moves, not movies, as we get on the ball. And we keepin' things covered like a female shawl. When I watch hockey, yo, I just look for the brawl. Quest, and you know we signing out, y'all. Keep it moving, yeah. Yeah, yeah, to the K-I-M. Keep it moving. Yeah, yeah, to the K-I-M.
That was a good song.
Yeah, that one's Keep It Moving by A Tribe Called Quest.
Keeping It Moving.
Who came out with a pretty cool new album recently also. And the one before that was 100 Days, 100 Nights by Sharon Jones.
That made me think of 500 Days of Summer, but that's totally irrelevant.
With Zooey Deschanel.
Zooey Deschanel.
Who's the guy in that one?
Ooh.
It's like the most adorable actors, yeah, right? What's his name?
Oh, I forget, but he is very adorable. Dang, I'm forgetting.
Wow, horrible.
Anyways.
We'll come back to you. By the way, a shout out to my brother Melvin, aka Benjamin.
Wait, Melvin, is that his real name?
No, it's not. His real name's Ben. But he really likes the name Melvin, and he wants to name his son Melvin.
Really?
Yeah, that's
Where
true.
Did he get
well,
the name
we had a relative named Melvin.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Kind of felt like a random
name.
We
had a great uncle. Named Melvin.
Was he like an awesome uncle or a great uncle?
I don't know him.
Oh.
Passed away. We didn't meet him. He was like a great uncle as
okay.
in like
gotcha.
Age wise. Yeah. So he was much older than my grandfather.
Got it.
It's fine. You know. It's whatever. Anyway, Melvin.
Melvin.
Love you, Melvin.
Is Melvin the one who likes the word loaf?
Yeah, Melvin's the one who likes the word loaf.
Loaf. What an odd word.
What a loaf.
What a loaf.
Yeah, well,
Anyways. I'm really excited to be done. I'm going to be home in a week. I'm flying back home to the Bay Area. I'm going to see my family.
What are you most excited to do?
Oof.
When you're home.
I honestly am just really excited to have a lot less responsibility and not have to worry about so much and just relax and see friends.
Yeah.
I honestly want to knit with my grandma. I want to bake cookies and watch movies.
I get that.
Yeah.
And Christmas, speaking of the holidays, we're going to play one of my favorite holiday songs. You probably haven't heard of it because it's weird.
Ooh, I'm excited.
What's up, man?
It's also by Snoop Dogg.
What you having for the holidays?
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? I was getting me something to eat, man, but they ain't even had nothing to eat at my girl house, man. I'm going to get on over to the pharmacy, man. They said they got it popping over there. They got that.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbit. You beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbit. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbit. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbit.
Doggy in the kitchen cooking chicken and rice. Thanksgiving, yeah, I'm doing it right. Pop up, pot luck, full of good food. Birds say Thursday, I'm in a good mood. Make a quick hood call, watch a little football. From the bad to the neighborhood, good dog. Stood tall through it all. Pop state to state. German chocolate cake,
okay,
with Kool-Aid in the glasses.
Well, all right,
my family by the masses. My little nephews and nieces running around the house. From a little to a lot. BC, we thankful for all we got.
Yeah, so that was a song about Thanksgiving.
That was not Christmas.
Okay, but it's a holiday song.
Disappointed.
I know. We really missed the boat on that one, but Snoop Dogg is rapping about the lovely Thanksgiving it sounded like he had.
Well, if you're actually looking forward to Christmas music, I'll be playing a lovely tune later. But we have some important news we just found out. We forgot the name of that adorable actor with Zooey Deschanel. His name is Joseph Gordon-Levitt. The world needs to know.
The world needs to know. They also do a great version of Oddlong Sign on YouTube. It's really adorable.
They do a duet of this New Year's Eve song.
Oh, it wasn't Oddlong Sign. It was this New Year's Eve. I was wrong.
It's okay.
I just haven't studied Joseph Gordon-Levitt recently. You know, it's fine.
That's fine.
All right. Here's another one by Wolfpack. Take a listen.
Thanks, Jacob. That was Animal Spirits by Wolfpack. Yeah.
Yeah, same band who does Back Pocket. They're fun.
Cool.
They're hip.
All right, so I'm going to transition to a public transit versus walking PSA. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money, too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to the final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, You'll get three quarters of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a really healthy deal. So.
Wow. Wow.
Honestly, I relate to that. I needed something at CVS today, and I decided to walk to Davis instead of taking the Joey. So I didn't need to wait for the Joey. I just went on my own terms. It was great.
Nice. Yeah. Also, I thought that was going to rhyme for a second.
What I was saying?
Yeah, the beginning of that service announcement. I was super excited.
Oh, not quite.
They should all rhyme, I think.
I think that'd be a fun little touch. Maybe next time we can do one that rhymes.
Cool.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. So this next song I want to play is called Hotline Bling, but it's actually a cover of Hotline Bling by this band called Third Story. And I got to see them at the beginning of this year, and they're really good. They have really tight harmonies, and I'm really excited for you all to hear them. All right, here goes.
Champagne out on the dance floor, hanging with some girls I've never seen before.
You used to call me on my cell phone,
call me on my cell phone,
late night when you need my
since I left the city, you
got exactly what you asked for. Wanted out of pages in your passport,
and hanging with some girls I've never seen before.
You used to call me on my cell phone,
late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone.
Wonder if you're pulling off.
backwards with someone else. Doing things that got to get nasty for someone else. You don't need no one else. You don't need nobody else. No, why you never alone? Why you always touching road? You used to always stay at home, be a good girl, you was in the zone. Yeah, you should just be yourself. Right now you're someone else. Right now you're someone else.
Right, that was a snippet of a song called Sweet Love by Anita Baker, but it's just the instrumental version, but I wanted to throw the melody out there because it's been stuck in my head for a while.
Years.
So Jacob, I wanted to ask you if you had any fun family traditions during Christmas, but I know you don't celebrate Christmas, but it's right. Jewish, so like, do you guys go get Chinese food, or like, what do you do?
When we're home, we usually, yeah, Chinese food and movies, the traditional Jewish celebration of the birth of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're gonna travel this year. We also go to our neighbor's Christmas Eve.
Okay, that's
fun.
We
eat shrimp cocktail and sin and stuff.
And sin?
Yeah, shrimp cocktail's not kosher.
Sorry, so. I thought you said we sin, like as the verb, like, never mind. Ignore that. Anyways, that sounds nice. Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I had to throw that out there because my brother wanted me to. Okay, so now for some real Christmas music. Here's Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, a cover by Leslie Odom Jr. Whoa.
Wow.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
myself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Thank you. your skin was gilded with the gold of the richest king. And at the dawn you woke the world inside of you. You were the brightest shade of sun when I saw
So that was just Like the Dawn by the Oh Hellos. And I recently heard about the song, but I'm really excited because I'll be singing it a bunch next semester with my a cappella group. Little mini shout out. Anyways.
Whoa.
Yeah, whoa. I know you're, again, we've already established this. I know you're Jewish, Jacob, but do you have a favorite Christmas song?
Seems like a theme.
I'm sorry.
Do I have a favorite Christmas song? Yeah, no, I have tons.
You tons.
James Taylor's Christmas album is my favorite.
Uh-huh.
I think his version of the Christmas song is really great. I love the duet, Baby It's Cold Outside, but it creeps me out. So.
Did you notice someone redid the lyrics to make it more
really?
Consent-based?
No.
So they kind of go like, Baby It's Cold Outside.
Aggressive.
And then...
But also good. It's
I've got to go away. You can do that if you want. You're free to go.
Is that really... That's funny.
No, it's good. I think it's a nice little... demonstration of consent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Exactly. Well, I just want to say, I really like your t-shirt. I'm a little confused. It's tie-dye, but it's green, yellow, and pink,
so
and it says Lithuania, and there's a skeleton dunking.
Slow down.
I'm just trying to describe it.
No. Here's the thing with this t-shirt, right?
Okay.
It's only a few people today have known what it is. There's a story behind it.
Ooh.
It's... For those of you not here, it's a green, red, and yellow shirt.
Jacob,
with
no one's
Lithuania
here.
In huge letters. Nice. And there's a skeleton with a Lithuania jersey, basketball jersey, dunking a basketball. So in 1992, the Lithuanian basketball team did not have enough money for their basketball jerseys, so Jerry Garcia designed and paid for them. And he made this tie-dye t-shirt of a skeleton dunking a basketball, and he was their sponsor for the Lithuanian basketball team. And they did pretty well in Barcelona. Or they did horrible, I forget. But regardless, they wore this silly t-shirt.
Silly.
And now I own it.
Where
and some
did
people
you
have been like,
it?
Whoa, respect, I know that shirt. And I have been looking for it for years, and my friend finally found it this summer.
Oh, cool.
I ordered it. Yeah.
That's very exciting.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. Upwards and onwards. Next song I'm planning to play is Won't Get Fooled Again. It's a remix by The Who. So please enjoy.
Thank you. I got a pair of the hair on my shoulder. It's a pair and it's there and it's a folder. Like I show you my cards, I'm no folder. Yes, I'm a soldier. Against everything square and unsightly. Yes, I know I look good, so don't fight me. All I need is a clip for a scrunchie, and then I'm ready. Because I rock a sapone. Baby, I'm just living my life. Because I rock a sapone. Rock a sapone. I rock the sapone. Who doesn't love a sapone? Baby, I'm just living my life. Because I rock a sapone.
All right, that was a new song, Side Pony by Lake Street Dive.
Released this summer. We think it has a really nice groove.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Just kidding.
Anyways.
It's not new.
Nah, we just like to play it every week because it's fun.
It's a great song. So good.
All right, so this is the last week of the semester, and we want to do really well. So, with that in mind, we want to end with a bang.
Bang.
Bang, bang.
Thanks to everyone who's been tuning in.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, you've been a great audience, and we'll see you after some holidays.
Yeah, we'll be back. I don't know if we'll be here at the same time, but we'll let you know.
We're going to let everyone know.
And shout out to everyone listening. We have 15 listeners right now.
That's
so
huge for
that's
us.
A big number.
This is
and
big.
It's very exciting.
Really exciting.
Yeah. So let's end with a bang and enjoy the last song. Thanks.
Yeah. Feliz Navidad. Happy holidays.
Bang, bang, cocking it. Queen Nikki dominant, prominent. It's me, Jesse, and Ari. If they test me, they sorry. Riders up like a Harley, then pull off in this Ferrari. If he hanging, we banging. Phone ringing, he slanging. It ain't karaoke night, but get the mic, cause I'm singing. G to the A, to the N, to the G. B to the A, to the N, to the G. Hey.
dear friends.
You are now listening to great songs about nothing good.
Doctor?
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 And doctor.
Yeah.
We miss anyone?
Good evening, everyone. You're listening to Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Mr. Shoes. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's see. What else? Hope you had a good week. I myself had a very enjoyable weekend. I ran into a fellow by the name of Brandon Cooper, and he is the lead singer of a band called Mother Ton. We got to talking, and hopefully come the new year, we'll have a live in-studio session. But that's for further down the road. But please keep that on your radars and also buy a radar.